Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have to stay off Twitter because I'm going to lose my mind if I stay on Twitter and read some of the ridiculous takes about this football team. This team's mediocre. I mean, you played badly in the postseason. Yes, no question. 11 wins is not mediocre. My gosh, what are idiots saying? You're a freaking idiot if you think it's that.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Well, tell that to Cal McNair.
Because apparently, been frisky lately.
Apparently 11-5 wasn't good enough for Cal McNair. Brian Gain got fired afterwards. So take your complaints up with Cal McNair.
And he's Mark been frisky. Vanderbilt.
He has been frisky. What's been
I like on? It. I love it.
I like the friskiness too. Mm-hmm. But mediocre.
You're a freaking idiot if you think it's that.
Take it up with your boss. Take it up with the man who can, Brian Gain.
Vandy's so mad at us right now. He's not. He's got a good.
And according to the Brian Gain firing, or speaking on the Brian Gain firing, how much does this impact the ongoing negotiations with Jadeveon Clowney? John McClain was on Friday, right after the news broke. This is what he had to say about Clowney negotiations and how they're impacted by the departure of B. Jizzle.
I just don't see it. I think that ship has sailed.
But what if a new guy came in and looked at Clowney differently than maybe Brian Gain did?
Well, I think it doesn't matter what he thinks. It's what Bill O'Brien thinks.
Not going to happen.
Man.
I'll give McClain, we'll talk to him tomorrow. And we're also going to hear from Bill O'Brien tomorrow. It's going to be a great show tomorrow. You better listen because it's going to be a damn good one on the radio.com app or old school on the dial. That can't be the sales pitch to bringing in a new GM.
No, it can't.
I find it very hard to assume that a new GM, and you just fired one who was 11-5, that a new GM is going to come in here and be told what you think doesn't matter. You're going to have to answer to Bill O'Brien. I don't believe that 1 second, not 1/10 of a second, that that's the case. But again, it's a fluid process. It had just happened. There were assumptions that maybe Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien couldn't get along when the news broke on Friday. But I find it hard to believe that a GM is going to have to answer to Bill O'Brien. I think it's the other way around. I think Bill O'Brien, the coals are a little bit hotter on the chair of Bill O'Brien.
Well, think of it this way. That was Friday, and I'm sure John McClain's opinion and information has changed a lot as well. If you really want to look at exactly how this is going to play out, SportsRadio610.com now has posted a story that kind of irons this out and clarifies when the new general manager is going to be here and what the power structure is going to look like, according to people we know here. You can go to SportsRadio610.com or at SportsRadio610 on Twitter, and of course it's going to be all over Facebook and all our social media
Twitter.
as well. It's not going to go that way because Jack Easterby has elevated himself in a matter of less than 2 months to, if not the most, one of the most powerful people in the building. He's the fixer. He's the overseer. He's the last line between the head coach and general manager and the owner, and he's got his ear, and that's important.
Okay, so Jack Easterby, he's basically the VP of development, team development for the Houston Texans. He's in charge of overseeing how people do their job. He's the executive VP of team development. So he goes into Cal McNair's office. He gives a report on what he thinks about Brian Gain, and he sells him on why he thinks Nick Caserio would be better for the job, okay? The OG's into role play. You don't have a massage room in your house without being into role play. let me let you play the role of Jack Easterby. So you just became a lot more powerful, Lopez.
Oh, man, I like this.
You are the most powerful man at NRG, and you're in my office. I'm Cal McNair, so I'm more powerful than you, bitch.
Oh, of course you are.
Tell me your evaluation. Since you're giving me this evaluation of Brian Gain and why you think an upgrade is coming, tell me what the strengths are and the weaknesses are of the head coach that I have 4 years left committed to.
Whew. That's great. So the strengths and the weaknesses of the head coach. The strengths are players like him. They always play hard for him. He's committed to the process that we have here. And I think he's going to be a guy that's going to be in here for the long haul. You know what I mean? He's going to be in alignment with the new guy. I think that's his strength as a head coach. I think he's also a pretty good evaluator of talent and gets the most out of guys.
Okay. What are his weaknesses?
His weaknesses are he's got blind spots in terms of the offensive line. Hasn't put his foot down in terms of making sure he gets the right. They prioritize that position. I think his weaknesses also are game management in specific situations and being a little headstrong with his philosophy and his offense. And I think that's where Caserio, I drew a blank there for a second, comes in. Because he trusts him and they can work together on that.
This is my thing about Bill O'Brien and all the respect he appears to have, especially in New England around the NFL. And we talk about this all the time. Stats can look good when you're not following that player or coach every single snap that they participate in. So in other words, if a lot of people outside of Houston will look at 9 sacks from J.D. Clowney and they'll say, well, he hadn't had double-digit sacks. But we know, because we watch J.D. Clowney every play, how much of an impact Clowney has. Mm-hmm. We know that. With coaches, I think it's kind of the same way with Bill O'Brien, in that from the outside looking in, these guys that have just an uncanny amount of respect for Bill O'Brien can on one hand say he's had winning seasons in 4 of 5, he's won 3 division titles, and he didn't have a quarterback the first few years. That's what they can say. But I'm just telling you, when you watch Bill O'Brien every single snap, you see some of the mistakes he makes. You see some of the stuff that he does that drives you nuts. If Nick Caserio right now has a huge amount of respect for Bill O'Brien when he comes in as the GM, that could easily change when his livelihood, his fate, his win-loss record, and his well-being and his place in the NFL during his first GM spot is on the line at that. I'm just telling you, you might think that he has a lot of respect for Bill O'Brien right now, but he hasn't had to follow him as closely as guys like us who cover the team do. So I don't think that Bill O'Brien, with the departure of Brian Gain, a guy that he was aligned with, I don't think that his like approval rating increases with the new guys.
No,
matter of fact,
not.
I think it's the complete opposite.
It might be the complete opposite, but the good news is Friday after this happened, we were thinking, oh my gosh, Bill O'Brien is the most powerful man in the building. Today we know he's not, right? Jack Easterby is. And that's not to say, I don't mean to diminish the roles of the new general manager or Bill O'Brien. I think what they see, and you can see that story on SportsRadio610.com, what Cal McNair sees is 3 dudes pulling the rope in the same direction. If there's a tie, if there's a dispute, Easterby ultimately gets, you know, final say. I'll be really, really interested to see how the contracts line up between Caserio and Bill O'Brien. O'Brien had a 4-year extension, correct? It'll be interesting to see.
I think he deserves a 6 or 7 year deal.
O'Brien? Oh, you're talking about Caserio? Yes.
Caserio.
Yes. No, I would say 5. I was going to say 5 or 6.
It has to be over 4.
Yeah.
Just to make the statement clear.
They cannot line up.
Do not bring Nick Caserio in here and give him a 4-year deal. Bring Nick Caserio in here, give him a 5-year deal, give him an 8-year deal, give him a 6-year deal. Do not give him a 4-year deal. It has to be known. If you want to talk about accountability, it has to be known that this guy is who we're committed to. He's not aligned with Bill O'Brien. They can be on the same page and they can work together, but this ain't the same alignment that we had with Brian Gain, because we had that for 18 months. Didn't work out. We're looking to upgrade. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. The move that needs to be made still regardless of whether Brian Gaines here or not, is Trent Williams. 7-time Pro Bowl tackle for the Washington Redskins, 30 years old, wants a trade from Washington. We want him to be a Houston Texan. We 100% want that. We know Brian Gaines didn't have the relationships needed to make trades. That's what I've been told behind the scenes. However, Nick Caserio might. And I went to Washington through my research, and I decided I would eavesdrop on Jay Gruden facing the media about this Trent Williams situation. And I want you to tell me, because he's getting grilled by the media. And speaking of getting grilled by the media, Bill O'Brien's going to get grilled by the media in about 24 hours from now. So you want to be listening to us tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 610. Jay Gruden got grilled by the media about the Trent Williams situation and his unhappiness with the medical staff. I want the OG John Lopez to listen to this, and I want you to tell me, I want you to read between the lines. That's what I'm asking. And tell me if you think Trent Williams can be had by the Houston Texans.
I know Trent knows how much we need him and want him back. That's the only thing I can do from here as far as what happened with him and the doctors. That's between he and the doctors, and hopefully we get that cleared up soon.
The report said that Trent has vowed not to return to the Redskins. You said you've spoken with him. Have you gotten any indication that he doesn't want to be back here in any situation?
I haven't spoke to him as in that context, no.
Would you expect him to want to be back, though, with this team?
I sure hope so.
When was the first time that you were aware that he would not be showing up for this part of the offseason, which is mandatory?
Probably a couple days ago.
And was that the first time that any of these issues, contractual or otherwise, were brought to your attention?
To that extent, yes.
Can you give us a little bit more detail on exactly what the issue was with his scalp?
No.
Are you aware, or were you aware, that there are some, either Trent or others, maybe have some issues with the medical staff? Has that been a concern raised to you at all?
Not at all, no. I think our medical staff's done a good job. You know, I think where the frustration might lie is the timing of the diagnosis. Maybe he wishes it was diagnosed a little sooner, my understanding. But other than that, I think our doctors and medical staff have done a good job.
You've heard this about the medical before. This isn't the first time you're hearing of it, right?
About Trent's. I know they did the best they can. I mean, they have plenty of degrees. I know they did the right thing in their mind, and I know Trent's probably frustrated, but at the end of the day, we want him back. Staff wants him back. The players want him back, and hopefully we'll get it fixed.
Well, you said about the timing of it. Does this mean he had gotten something checked out and was missed?
I've heard that that's the frustrations may lie, is the timing of it, how it was done, when. I don't know. I don't know what his frustrations are right now with the medical staff. You'll have to ask him.
You're out here trying to run minicamp. It's going to be the 3 days for the first time in a long time, and you have this off-field issue to deal with.
Trent's our best player, one of our best players, and we want him back. But right now we have to cater to the guys that are here. We'll handle Trent accordingly, and hopefully we'll get him back by training camp. But we have so many good things going on right now. I'm not going to let one distraction hold us back, and it's really not a distraction for me right now.
Well, it is, because he asked like 19 questions. He answered like 19 questions there. You asked me if I think it's easier for the Texans to get him now, Trent Williams. I think Trent Williams is going to be traded. I don't know if it's going to be to the Texans.
It better be to the Texans.
Yeah.
That's the move. That's the move that needs to be made. We got it.
Whoever the next general manager is, if it's Caserio, whomever, they need to be working on this yesterday.
I'm telling you this right now. Something's up with that Washington medical staff, too. This is the same medical staff that put RG3 back on the field when he had a torn ACL and
got
worse.
Right. Yeah.
Alex Smith, his surgery. Remember his surgery? Like, he had all these infections and stuff like that? Something's going on there, and you know what? The Texans need to take advantage of it. And the first move that needs to be made by the new GM, if it is Nick Caserio or if it's anybody else, is trading for Trent Williams. The move still needs to be made. That doesn't change.
We're talking about landing with a splash.
Doesn't change.
If that happens.
With a departure, bring the man from Longview back to his home state. We got Larry and Stafford on hold. We'll get to him in just a sec. We're also going to talk about Bill O'Brien's time as Texans head coach and how it can be directly tied to the career of Tom Brady. Yes, I said it. I'll let you know why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.